A wonderful man. You know, I was hired by him. It was a myth. I mean, the name Yves Saint Laurent, the address Avenue Marceau was more of a dream. And then you see a person, then you see eyeglasses, and then you see the color of his eyes. Then you go into his soul, and you find out that he was a very, I mean, very difficult for me to say he was, rather than he is. And in a way, I think, Alaa, that his creation, his work will stay with us, so in a way he'll never die. That's the adventure of being an artist. You never die, you stay forever. And he will.
And especially Yves Saint Laurent, his legacy lives to this day in the way women all over the world dress.
I was asked today whether, what do I think, did he do more for women or more for fashion? And I think he did a lot for both.
Mm-hmm.
He did a lot for fashion and he did a lot for women. He changed the way they dress. In a way, he changed the way they think. He brought beauty back to their life and modernity. Actually, one time when I was hired by Mr. Berger, he told me that he thought that Miss Coco Chanel liberated women, mm-hmm. and Mr. Saint Laurent gave them power and strength. And I thought that he gave them beauty, and he gave them a lot of power by giving them that wardrobe that he did. He was the one that invented the ready-to-wear. He translated his couture show also into a ready-to-wear business. He was extremely smart, extremely sensitive, extremely, extremely, extremely wonderful man.
And what gave him that vision, do you think? What about his creative genius, if you want to call it that? What about his personality as a human being gave him that kind of vision that to this day lives on, do you think?
I think life did it to him. He was extremely sensitive. He was like a sponge. He got everything. He saw people. He lived with them. He got them. He went into them. He understood women. He loved women. He worked with women, for women. And they loved him back.
And you knew him. What gave him these ideas? I mean, when you think of the trouser suit, or when you think of the safari jacket, or when you think of things that we see today on runways and take for granted as having existed for decades, when in fact they were born with him.
He actually was the one that introduced different elements into fashion, like mm-hmm. art, like music, like street life, like movement in life. So he really brought fashion, high fashion, to the street mm-hmm. and brought it back from the street up to the runway. In that sense, I think that he was a very unique man because he was a pioneer. He was the first mm-hmm. one. So he gets the credit for doing all of the above.
Now you're with Lanvin now and you're a celebrated designer, very much admired all over the world for having revived the oldest existing fashion house.
Right.
What did you think when you heard of the news yesterday that Yves Saint Laurent died? What crossed your mind?
Oh my God, I have to chill. I was very, very sad. You know, I went to the house of Saint Laurent and I felt more like the son-in-law mm-hmm. than a designer that was hired. I felt kind of married his daughter and he is my father-in-law. So it feels like somehow a death in my family.